Milwaukee is expected to be a hotbed of political activity this presidential election cycle. This week, the city will host the National Convention for the League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC. The organization was founded in 1929 and is the oldest and the largest Latino civil rights organization in the country. It's expected to bring an influx of 15,000 to 20,000 people to the city. Domingo Garcia is LULAC's president. He spoke to WUWM's Latoya Dennis about why Milwaukee was chosen and how the organization hopes to influence the 2020 presidential election.
We're trying to plant a flag there in the Midwest, and Milwaukee and Wisconsin are swing presidential states that are going to be important in this 2020 coming year. The Latino population there in Milwaukee is growing. They've now elected the first state representatives and people to the city council and so on. And while we're still relatively small in numbers, we're probably about 5 to 10% of the vote in Wisconsin, that can make a difference in a close election. For example, in the last presidential election, Trump won Wisconsin by barely less than 20,000 votes, I believe. So 50 to 100,000 votes can make a big difference in Wisconsin.
How do you guys hope to influence or shape this 2020 election cycle?
Well, we know that this year the road to the White House will go through the barrios and neighborhoods of Latino America, whether that's there in Milwaukee or Madison or Los Angeles, Miami, New York, San Antonio, Chicago. And we want to make sure that the presidential candidates, Republican and Democrat, are listening to our issues, whether that's the refugees on the border, whether that's healthcare, whether that's education and the ability for first-generation students to attend universities and colleges throughout the United States. We have a large group of veterans. Are they getting the care they need? A lot of them returning from Iraq and Afghanistan need support.
Now, the issue of immigration right now is obviously a hot topic when you look at what's going on in sanctuary cities and border cities and the such. What is LULAC's stance?
LULAC is looking for a bipartisan comprehensive immigration reform bill that Republicans and Democrats can get behind. We agree we need to secure the border. We need to close the asylum laws. But we need to treat those refugees with human decency, and that means not being in overcrowded situations. And we need to close those children jails. I've been there to Clint, Texas. It's terrible to see barbed wire fences, armed guards holding 2, 4, 6 years old. Those children need to be reunited with their families and be brought into the immigration system. But we also need to take care of those 11 to 12 million immigrants who are working those dairy farms in northern Wisconsin, who are picking the crops on the food that we're eating, who are building the highways and working the construction, and give them an opportunity to pay a fine, learn English, get an application in so they can get their residency and eventually their citizenship. It's going to take both sides working together, solving the problem, instead of letting this continue to fester on America's border.
What do you say to those people who would say, if you've been here undocumented, then you should be sent back and you should be put at the end of the line when it comes to coming back legally?
It's impossible to deport 12 to 13 million people, almost all of them who have no criminal record, all of them who are just working and trying to, do like everybody else is trying to do. So, yes, we need to close the border down, close and make sure that those who apply have a legal system to get in. But those that are already here, I think that we need to make sure that we take care of them, as opposed to having them live in the shadows where they're subject to drug traffickers, gang, and criminal violence. And that doesn't help anybody in this country.
What asylum laws do you think need to be changed?
We need to allow those refugees that are coming from Central America, almost all of them are from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, to be able to apply in a neighboring country like Costa Rica or Mexico before they come to the United States. They also need to be made aware whether they have a valid asylum claim at that station before they get to the border.
Domingo Garcia is the president of the Latin American civil rights organization, LULAC. He spoke to WUWM's Latoya Dennis about LULAC's national convention being hosted in Milwaukee. The goal of the convention is to ensure there is a platform where the issues LULAC members care about are front and center.